I almost left without taking out the garbage.
That'd have been bad.
You've got the wrong man. I spell my name Danger.
What? I need sunglasses. I have broken my main sunglasses. They are broken. Beyond repair. They broke in my pocket in Seattle. And now I need some sunglasses. And I want a good pair. I don't want gas station sunglasses. I want to get a proper pair of pricey sunglasses. I'm not going to listen to ZZ Top. Though, now that I'm here driving with no fucking sunglasses and it's too sunny, maybe I should actually just go get it. And I thought I had a fucking backup pair in here somewhere. Let's look here. Nope. 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 Well, shit. I like Oakley frog skins. Classics, you know? And I got my color blindness sunglasses that the company that makes them sent over for me to check out. But I don't have any of those here. I wonder if that pair of sunglasses is in my backpack here. You know what? I'm not gonna look. That would be dangerous. I also have a couple of pairs of glasses that I could probably fix. I think we brought some crazy glue. I could probably glue some of those arms back together and fix some of that shit. Got my $200 pair of Oakleys that I bought in Japan. one of the arms snapped halfway down the arm, so it's just a plastic break. Or, I mean, those are just a standard frame that they still make. I wonder if I could just buy fucking new arms. But these arms have, like, some dude's name on them because they're some kind of stupid limited edition. It's like, I'm a surf man. And he just says on the side, I'm a surf man. God, that would be great. I didn't know they made these, but I've got caffeinated Clif Bar. Peanut Toffee Buzz, it's called. Firmly believe in the idea that you should never talk to your neighbors. That's sound advice. That is also how I live my life. Nothing like the smell of a skunk while you're trying to eat. Ugh.
Thank you.
realized we had all the fucking hot hits on here. This while I'm stuck in deathly fucking deadly ass traffic. Dope rhymes, just dope rhymes.
Turn me up.
Well, if you say so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just Blaze.
No.
Just Blaze.
Definitely not.
What's up? What's happening? Big Snoop and this bitch get it cracking. Dickies creased up and they sagging. Get in the right side, left side flat. Niggas running at the lip again. Got me feeling I'm a trip again. And you thought I wasn't listening. Bitches talking shit got me walking like a grip again. Gotta hit you with the re-up. I'm married to the streets, fuck a prenup. Hey, little nigga, roll the weed up. Drink in my cup, we about to get cheat up. Long Beach on my right side. CPT on my left side. I got Watts in this bitch. B-dogs from the Jets still screaming out west side. Long Beach on my right side. CPT on the left side. I got Watts in this bitch, tiny folks from the third, and they screaming out Eastside. Bitch, nigga still bang on me. 50 cal shots, let it ring on me. And if a square ass nigga try to get up in my circle, we gon' have to put them bangs on. Bitch, nigga still bang on me. 50 cal shots, let it ring on me. And if a square ass nigga try to get up in my circle, we gon' have to put them bangs on. Bangs on. Still fuck cars in the world for me. Tell them come and see me, got a shove for me. But then again, I ain't brainless. I have my little oaks hit you with the stainless. Still fuck cars in the world for me. Tell them come and see me, got a shove for me. But I ain't trying to make you famous. I have my tiny locos hit you with the stainless. Bitch, you know who I be. Deagle double G, super C on IP. Creeping through the fog and stepping through the smog. And you know I'm high as shit and my bitch is wild free. Bitch, you know who I be. Deagle double G, super C on IP. Creeping creeping through the fog, head stepping through the smog, and you know I'm high as shit, and my bitch is my brain. Super crack, what? Super crack, super crack, what? Super crack, super crack, super crack, what? It's still 187 if your bitch niggas wanna trip. Super crack, what? Super crack, super crack, what? Super crack, super crack, what? It's still 187 if your bitch niggas need that. It's enough of that to go around. Real G's make the hood go around. Keep the planet spinning on its axis. How is he so good? How can you ask this? I guess you could say I put in practice. On the street, under lights, now I'm back, bitch. And even if I'm wrong on my own, put the chrome to the dome, make it stretch like a lasso. I need my real G's to the left. Bitch, nigga, stand to the right. I need my hoes right in center. Hard on these hoes from the summer to the winter. Spring to the fall. Hoes still on my balls. It's the number one nigga from the hood, doggy dog. Still pull up on a nigga when I need to be heard. I'm a killer and a stealer, but I ain't from Pittsburgh. Real shit on the set. I get your whole clip served. Your best observed. But be chalked out on the curb. With your mama and your people singing super crap. If they won't testify, so we got away with it. Now I'm sitting on my throne on my bad phone. I'm talking to Iron Man while smoking some fire, man. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Walking on the cloud with a quick stick cane. I am super clean, what? Super clean, super clean, what? Super clean, super clean, what? Super clean, super clean, what? It's still 187 if your bitch niggas wanna trip. Super clean, what? Super clean, super clean, what? Super clean, super clean, what? It's still 187 if your bitch niggas need that.
Might as well run out the windows.
tell him.
Ah, fuck yo. I pull the gun up the crack, got on my neck, gap on the tank, count up the chips, rasp with the fangs over my fists. Put a little soldier blood over the ogre rings. Holiday in Cambodia with all the armor braces. Higgins baby to Dakota chrome now. Iron with a lip to brown staple, revisit the Cobra loading zone. Molar foaming, but he hold his own wound. Quarter eye spider sip up here, stole that afternoon. And my North tax jingle by the Monster Island party pill. Grew up with a jug head crown till party slip. Me and the beats never soothed us. Nope, you lost me in that part about scrubbing piss with a toothbrush. Honor scum's lullaby, live when the ocean flies. City bunker when the coldest coats multiply. Alarming, you cut your little baby time out. Black market body bush, can I sing a lick my lip to check your eyes? Not a commission with love and a tradition of race. Before the bitches that buzz, that on the moon escapes from the news. Hulk, not a veteran, they have no fire. Love, magnify, everything like the Scythians on fire. Push them up, reduce them, any human fans, the honors from the women's circles. Every trooper's claiming troopers, scoop the food and plans. And any other snoop, it made a loser, bitter hope to candy. And try the cold and the best tooth for landing. Pocket all you can now. Luckily the lamb's down to the cold cutlery outfit. Slaughter beef and captain. Quarter cheeks and bounce. So the butter pearl to pen the holy opus. And pride this monkey off the scoliosis like bazooka to Gemini. I came to break bread. I'll tell him fast cars, danger, fire and knives. Good.
Diagonally bent, dying in agony in a magically event. Out in a fair family presents. Captain
watching clock smoke, pack toast in a black coat to roast motherfuckers over lactose. Stay skied off lace weed. I take cheese and pastries in the bricks, rolling box to Tracy.
Pull a go-go dancer, get up in that ass and wreck shop like colon cancer. Hit it from the back, bitch, can't hold the pants up. Once for my car, twice for my block, I got it locked like handcuffs. Pacer got a razor, get you and your man cut. Swing a blow, you can't stop, throw up your hands, why? Nobody on earth can see Pacer. I get your shit and peel off like a razor. Brush your lip, brush your clay, boy. Out in the area, tearing things up. Crush your chick, touch your trick, boy. Out in the area, tearing things up. Brush your lip, brush your clay, boy. Out in the area, tearing things up. Crush your chick, touch your trick, boy. Out in the area, tearing things up.
I hate you bastards, rap bastards, Janet Jackson's coochie. Your ass is half-masted, mad average, whack booty. And if you ever wanna get a deal, it's either OD or skill pills, or I steal my real to real. Most of y'all MCs ain't tight as y'all should be when I'm tighter than the jeans that show hoochie chicks, Gucci prints. Outsiders, we hot as hell's flames is, and I'm slankest. My tapes get pumped like 12 gauges.
I'm so weeded.
How weeded are you?
I'm so weeded, I can freestyle for 16 bars. But off the top, then go back to the top and then repeat it. Write it down on the paper and still be able to read it. I can't breathe, but I still write to my pen pal. I can't fly, but I still float on cement clouds. I can't see, cause my eyes already been gouged out. I've been down with the Alps for 10,000 years. To the weird kids with pierces and more than one ear. Lauren, huh? Hill?
There's more than one ear.
What? You want me to stop?
Yeah, bust your lip, brush your clay, boy. Out in the area, tearing things up. Crush your chick, touch your trick, boy. Out in the area, tearing things up. Bust your lip, brush your clay, boy. Out in the area.
I gotta get Brad to post a video. I don't know if he, I don't think he did. Maybe he just posted to Twitter or something like that. He showed me a video of him filming his TV, playing ReCore. That actually kind of turned me around on it. Like, oh no, this game is actually as broken as everyone's been saying. Which is too bad. I fucking really like that game. It's got heart in a way that a lot of games don't. And there's a lot of fucking cool stuff in there. And it feels like this weird throwback. And it's the type of game they don't make anymore, but also, it's fucking broken. So, whatever. The load times on the Xbox One version are, like, basically unacceptable, I think, at this point. So, I don't know. I want to keep playing more of it, but I kind of want to wait a little bit now to see if they fix some stuff. The main crazy load and record is like when you launch the game. You know, the load times after you die or transition areas are like bad on the Xbox, but like not too far. But like when you, it's like that initial load is like 2 minutes plus. PC version, you know, but I mean, and granted, it's, you know, I've got it installed on an SSD, which is always going to brute force some of those problems away, but also it just looks way better, runs way better. Like, there's a little bit of Zelda in it. Like, kind of a big open world, like a, well, not a big open world, but a big overworld. And dungeons, you know? Like, it's got that kind of ocarina thing going of like, hey, here's this big open space, and yeah, you're gonna get some fights along the way, but it's not like, there's not that much to do out there when you're out in some of these bigger areas. There are smaller outdoor areas that are like, hey, there's a bunch of traversal shit over here too. like kind of optional treasure chests and other stuff to find and stuff, where that's like a little more action-packed, but the spot that Brad played yesterday, which is also the spot where I'm at, is this big wide open, it's like, hey, this place is really far away, you better go, and you know, it's like, hey, here's fucking gigantic open sand. I don't know. It's neat. And I think that the Xbox Play Anywhere stuff is cool. Like, being able to just enter that code and play it in both places, like, that works, and it installs, and you get a lot of people that are like, oh, it's not Steam? Ugh. But, like, I mean, I guess. It installs like any other Windows app, so it's actually, like, faster to launch than it would be to launch Steam and then launch the game. You just hit the Windows key and type, like, REC and hit return, and it launches. It's not, I mean, I don't know. Like, I get that everyone wants their games in one place, and everyone has chosen Steam and all that other stuff, but, like, it's, the Windows Store experience is pretty much fucking fine. You know, there are going to be edge cases where, like, oh, you don't want to log into a Windows 10 PC with your Microsoft account because it's someone else's machine, blah, blah, you know, or a shared machine. You know, there will be people in those sorts of situations that will have to fuck around with it a little bit more. But if you're, like, a person on a single-user machine that's just logged in, like, it's fucking done already. It's not... Yeah, I mean, yeah, the mod stuff, sure, I guess, yeah, that's a reasonable issue that they need to solve, like, but, you know, ReCore's got VSync options and all that sort of stuff. I don't know if it plays well in, like, an SLI setup or not. That was one of the other things that those Windows 10 native apps weren't initially capable of, so I don't know if they've actually fixed that. But that stuff's fucking awesome. I don't know. Like, it, you know, the idea of, like, hey, don't play Xbox games on an Xbox because they look better over here. Like, that's been a guiding principle for third-party games for a while. And, you know, seeing Microsoft get into the act, it's like, all right, cool. Like, I don't know who buys an Xbox One at this point, but sure. Fucking A. Let's play some goddamn video games and stop worrying about where, you know... Sweeney's right to be worried? Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, that potential is always there. You know, Microsoft doesn't do stuff for nothing, right? They want to build up their ecosystem. They want to fucking... You know, they look at Apple and go, man! How come they can do it? Build this fucking app store and all this other stuff. The end result of, like, that kind of hand-wringing is now Epic has their own launcher, too. And if you want to play Paragon or Unreal or, you know, Fortnite, you know, like all that's that version of Shadow Complex they gave away for free was the exact same thing of like, hey, we need to get people in our ecosystem. Let's give away a free game if they give us their customer data. Like, that's, you know, kind of the same thing. I tend to agree that I only want one launcher style front end type thing, and that thing is Steam, because that's where all the games go. But I think of the other services out there, Microsoft's is the least intrusive. But again, like, I'm not heavy into modding and stuff like that, so I get why people would be concerned about that stuff. But, you know, like, Origin, good old games, like, the itch.io client, Uplay, to a certain extent, though, like, they've got their light version of the Uplay app that installs when you install something off Steam, and it works relatively seamlessly, in a way where they figured out a way to say, like, all right, we get it. You don't want to fucking buy games from the Uplay store. Though they're giving away, like, 6 games right now. Like, was it, like, 1 game a month for a little while just to try to get people into Uplay? I don't know. I don't actually know what the right answer is. I think for the consumer end of things, it should be as easy as possible, and that's why it makes sense to have everything all in one place and all that shit. But the Windows stuff is minimally intrusive. Like, less intrusive than even Steam. Unless you want a list of all the games you have installed, then you're loading the Xbox app to launch games the same way you would load Steam.
Time.
It's not the same sample, but for a while I thought it was. Like, the little, hey, in the background of this sounds a lot like, F-14 Tomcat pinball machine. We may have talked about this before. It was, hey, you can't win. Like, the sound is kind of like that to me, but I went and checked. Pretty sure it's not. Maybe I should sample F-14 Tomcat.
Atmosphere, missing your face, and urinate all in your hair. You
this new schedule we're trying out. It was nice being able to, like, be at home and record stuff yesterday. And I'm setting up for streaming stuff from home on these Mondays and stuff that I think could be cool. I'm gonna have to spend a little money, I think, to get things how I want it, but I guess that's always the way with building a streaming setup, right? Because you're always at some point going, like, I gotta spend a little money to get this right. I need to get an arm for my microphone. That might actually be it. An arm and like a windscreen. A pop screen. Not a pop screen, not like a... Not like pantyhose, but like a one of those mic cover muffs things. Screens. Windscreen. Wind. Popper. Sopper. Thanks. McDonald's have these garlic fries across the country. Are they everywhere? And do they call them Gilroy garlic fries everywhere? Or they just call them that here because Gilroy is near here and everyone knows that Gilroy is known for garlic? No? Okay. See me. Well, they have garlic fries at McDonald's around here. Because we live near Gilroy, where the garlic festival is. And they're called Gilroy garlic fries. I have not had them. Mixler Bingo. Did you just play Microsoft Bingo? Because I still have Microsoft Bingo installed and I was thinking about playing some more of it. That's maybe the best part about this Xbox Play Anywhere stuff, is it got me to open up the Xbox app, which then shows you games you have installed, which is like a really shoddy list of like games Windows can detect, which is like a very small, it's like, it's a couple of things that are on Steam, and everything you've installed from the Windows Store, and then like MAME shows, maybe I added that manually, I forget, but... And then I saw, like, oh, shit, Microsoft Bingo, I still have that installed. Cool. Yeah, you gotta get that luggage. Gotta get bingo achievements.
Looks like you've lost again.
you thought about buying keys. Yeah, I at one point thought about spending money on Microsoft Bingo as well, and then stopped playing Microsoft Bingo. I look into seeing if there's anything cool and weird you can do with BlueStacks, the Android emulator. Seems like that would be, there would be a lot of potential there to do a lot of fucking really dumb shit. Like play Tap Tycoon on multiple machines at once. I need a really nice computer. I need to buy my computer parts. I was looking at them yesterday and thinking about starting to buy that stuff, and for some reason I held off. It's hard. There's just, for as much as, like, I feel like there are not, like, really good, reliable places to go to fucking just say fucking, here's what you should fucking buy, idiot. And, you know, you can go to PC Part Picker and look at user ratings on all the parts, and it'll kind of figure out compatibility and that sort of stuff, but I keep looking at it and going, like, is this RAM fast enough? Should I get faster RAM? This is already, I missed, what is this, 2800, 3200? I forget what the fuck I even have in my Part Picker right now. Am I trying to buy it all from one place? No, I mean, like, yeah, that'd be nice. If I could just, like, fill up a fucking cart with all of it and go. Also, I have a ton of fucking Amazon, like, credit card reward points that I can use on Amazon. So I'm probably going to end up technically paying more for some things because I can get it for free. with those reward points. Just put it up and build a PC and see what people say. I mean, like, yes, but also the minute you fucking say, hey, what do you think about this? It's just a billion people going, no, this is bullshit, and you need to get this, this, and this. Like, but also a bunch of people going, no, that's bullshit, and you're just, like, starting arguments. And, like, inviting people to be really snide and be like, oh, you're gonna get that, huh? Okay, I guess. Nice cooler, asshole. It's just like, fuck, man. But yeah, Will signed off on most of that stuff. I don't know, he's built a few PCs here and there over his years. He's not completely virtual yet. Logical increments. Yeah, I looked at that. I probably need to spend a little more time looking at that site, because that seemed a little more focused on just like, hey, get this whole computer. But then I just get weird about some parts. Like, there are some parts that, like, you know, are more popular for the price and all that sort of stuff. But I'm like, oh, you know, actually this fucking very quick boot NVMe stuff sounds really interesting. I'd like to try it. And then the minute you say that, people are like, no, it's a fucking rip-off. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, actually, but if it does what it says it does, that's kind of cool too, though, right? I mean, but yeah, I'm currently getting an M2, like a card, SSD. Like, it's an Intel drive, I think. Yep, that's exactly right. At some point in the research process, you just say, fuck it, and commit. I've been really good at just fucking, like, when it comes to PCs, like, I spend way more time than I should. But for most other tech purchases, at some, like, very early in the process, I will, like, look at user reviews once or twice and go, ah, fuck it. This is the one I want. And then 1080s are still hard to find. I found a couple places that seemed like they had them in stock. But some places still wanted like $780 for them and weird shit like that. That seems like too much money. Yeah, the TV stuff is going to be interesting too. Like, that's going to be the input lag situation seems like it's just going to get way more complicated now that HDR is being thrown into the mix, because all these, you know, display lag database and all this other stuff, like, are they testing for HDR? Like, I don't think they are, right? So,
yeah. love like a mercenary. Get his ship done, touch that Virgin Mary. In the art of culinary, we pass with flying colors. My niggas is honorary. And my drive is monetary. The jewels around my neck got hues like Billy Cherry.
Always smart.
You're the B-A-double-N-I-G-A-N apostrophe C. You're the B-A-double-N-I-G-A-N. We are important men in suits with name tags on, and we are getting into this Chevy Suburban. We are going to take forever to clog up this alley as best we can.
I'm gonna go. Have a good day, and I'll see you later.